Hello, sisters, and welcome to Return of the Priestess. My name is Dawn Delvecchio, and I'm your host and facilitating priestess. And it is a joy and an honor to have you here with us today. I'm very excited to introduce you to our speaker today. And before I do, I just want to invite us all to ground and center. So let's take a moment, and if it's safe for you to do so, I invite you to close your eyes. And if you can, go ahead and put one hand on your heart space and one hand over the womb space. We're going to take three breaths together to bring us centered and open us to be fully present and available to receive the blessings of this time together, the activations, and whatever guidance or downloads we are prepared to receive. So go ahead and take a nice deep breath in. Allow that breath to be the vehicle that pulls you into your center self. And as you exhale, fully let yourself release the day, whatever other things are available for you later on. Let them just slip away. And breathing in again, nourishing yourself with the life force energy and the oxygen you take in. And exhale, releasing all that you are ready to surrender now. Good. And one more breath in. And release, coming fully to present moment, and you can open your eyes. And today, it is a great joy for me to introduce you to Claudia Spahr. Claudia is actually a dear sister friend, a fellow priestess, and a woman who really visioned a new way of supporting families and moms of new younger children that has blossomed and flowered into an extraordinary offering for women around the planet. So I want to read her formal bio and then we'll bring her on. Claudia Spahr is a Hay House author, a thought leader, and the founder of Holy Mama, which has been repeatedly nominated as one of the best family holidays by the international media. Over the last decade, Claudia has supported thousands of changemakers and inspired leaders of the new paradigm to activate their purpose. And today, our conversation is about activating women to lead. So let us begin. Welcome, Claudia.
Thank you, Dawn. So great to be here with you.
It's great to be here with you too. We've spent a lot of time on our Zoom conversations over the years, so it's a delight to be able to share some of the juicy things we talk about with a much larger community of sisters around the world. So let's begin. I would love for you to tell, now there are many women who will be joining us who know who you are, but for those who don't, would you tell us a little bit about yourself and what led to you coming to birth Holy Mama?
So I used to be a journalist in my, you could say, former incarnation. I was a news journalist. I was a foreign correspondent. I was working in radio as well for many years. And I loved the work, but I didn't like the hierarchical structures. I didn't like the fact that there was a certain amount of pressure to do things the way that they felt was right. So you could say it was a bit like working in a prison or like old paradigm structures, very patriarchal. And, you know, it's often for people when you're in a job and you're not feeling it, I mean, you're not feeling every element of it completely in alignment with you. Something happens and I was literally kicked out. I was booted out by four men in a meeting who had called me in for, it was like a trick. They had called me in for a feedback meeting and then told me, you know what? We're going to replace you with a man. And there was definitely some sexism involved because they didn't think that a woman could do that kind of job. I was, you know, the foreign correspondent. So that kind of led me into this complete soul searching. I felt very upset. I felt like I'd failed because I did all the good girl things. You know, I was a good student. I went to the right school. I went to university and I did the career thing. So, you know, that was my wake up call. It was a bit like my, you could say I had various come to Jesus moments, but that was definitely one of the first ones. And it sent me on a path that led me to Asia. And I kind of fell in love with Cambodia, spent some time there, got into yoga, and retreats found me. I just kept, you know, it's a bit like when you really surrender, you have lots of opportunities coming your way, and then you kind of need to choose which one are you going to take. So that led me to being in Asia, and then we were offered, I then met my former husband there, and we were offered a piece of land on the beach in Goa to run a resort. And I was like, well, you know, I'm a writer, I'm not going to run a resort. But then we sort of put together this idea that we could do a yoga space. And that's, then we went out there with a 10-week-old baby. And this was at the beginning of internet, when people were starting to book holidays via the internet. So this is quite interesting because we built it virtually before we built it physically. So for everybody listening, what's going on now on the planet, it's very interesting that we are in this kind of virtual space where we're creating, co-creating, you could say, our future possibilities. And it doesn't take very long for them to be then manifested in form. So this is a perfect example of that. We literally have this idea. We built the first huts on, you know, for this resort with money from the clients who had booked the holiday. So we built, the first thing we did was build a website. So we built the dream, and then the people came. And then, just to kind of wrap it up, a couple of years later, I mean, it's a longer story than this, that I was pregnant with my third child, and I was like, well, there's no retreats for mums. And that again was something that just came out of a need. I was just responding to a need in my own body. I was just so tuned in to what do I need that I created it for others.
Beautiful. Wow. So your response to the needs in your own body, that is, I think that's a real, something that kind of resonates like a tuning fork inside of me, that this is one of the priestess truths we are moving into and accepting and allowing and permitting ourselves to honor, is that when we really feel the truth of it inside, that's no longer something to dismiss, but something to go toward. Mm-hmm. And from that, you flourished into quite an experience. So would you just touch a little bit on what those retreats are, just to share with the moms who are listening, if they're interested?
So a retreat is really, you could say, it is a sacred space that is held. It's a container. It's usually in a place that's very beautiful. And it's held with a lot of intention that those who come, whether it's part of, you know, team members or participants, are able to feel very safe and transform. It's always a transformative experience. Otherwise, it wouldn't be called a retreat. Otherwise, it's just a holiday in a pretty place, as has been said before. Not my quote. But what the magic of a retreat is, you get to deeply connect with yourself, with the others around you. So in the case of Holy Mama, it's with your child. So we get a lot of single mothers, you know, who are overworked. They have a lot of guilt, a lot of mum guilt about not spending enough time with their child. And it's not actually the amount of time you spend with your child that's key. It's the quality of the connection. I mean, you can even have a phone call with your child and connect on a deep level. You don't even have to be physically present. And I think the more we move into these kind of new energies, the more we get to understand that connection you know, now, you know, this virtual digital connection we're having an immense experience immersion of is what gets us to embody our humanity, to feel on a much deeper level than this busyness that we have been living on a day-to-day basis in the cities and the, you know, the jobs and the running and the constant, you know, school run and this. And so it's an opportunity to press pause, a retreat, to reset. So you could say the planet is now going on a retreat. So we get to reset and we get to recalibrate. What do I actually want from this life? So I get a lot of mums who, you know, first child, suddenly they realize everything's different. You can't go back to the job you had before because the hours don't suit you. You actually want to be, you know, more flexible. So on these retreats, you know, some come and they're just like, oh, I just want to relax. So they're supported. And some really come going, I need to find my sense of purpose. So magic really happens. I mean, there's nothing more beautiful you could say than being in the presence of women, it could be men, we also have Papa Welcome Weeks, but in being in the presence of a woman when she has a breakthrough and when she has that aha moment, because this comes again from, you know, priestess lineage, the circle principle. We are not here to fix anybody. We are only here to hold space for their emergence. So you have all these emerging human beings, and which is why retreats are absolutely the new paradigm. It's absolutely, we should be retreating. Everybody should be retreating at least a couple of times a year, and eventually it will become the way we live.
Mm, beautiful. And I had the great pleasure of being in circle with you and some of the mamas on retreat with you last year in Bali. And some of the ways that you bridge what we might think of as a more mainstream culture moms with sacred ceremony and holding that space as a priestess and yet not having it be so so full of sort of our priestessy world that it becomes inaccessible to others, mm-hmm. like the flower mandalas we do and other things. So to that end, I wanted to invite you to talk a little about your priestess lineage and your background and how that came through for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this is really interesting, especially at this time now, because I think, you know, for those who have done, who are already in, aware of their priestess, I think we're all actually priestesses, all of us. And some of us are waking up to it before others. So this is, you know, part of that is embodiment exercises. Part of it is understanding what it means to sit in ceremony, sacred sexuality. I mean, there are many things that come into this. And what a retreat does, or what I see on the retreats when the mamas come, is that they know the wisdom is in our body. It's in our DNA. It's like the sacred is in everything. So when they sit in circle, and I'd say 80% of them, when they come on a retreat, it's the first time they've ever sat in circle. So I have to tone it down a bit. I mean, you know, with my friends, I do all the you know, dancing in the forest business, but with the mamas, you obviously are there. Some of them might find it quite fun, but most of them would be a little bit put off. So we have to do it in a gentle way. And then you look around and you just see what goes on. And it's fascinating how it's a remembering. I mean, they literally feel it in their bodies. They feel this, it's like sighing out. And then they're very interested, you know, then they want often. What I also see is the connection is that I usually do the circle on the Tuesday and they arrive on the Saturday. Sometimes I'll do it on the Monday, but you can see the difference in the group between before doing the circle and after. There's more trust. There's just more ease. There's more connection in the group. There is more holding space, because those principles are then carried into the whole experience of the retreat, that they honor each other, that they don't interrupt, because you know, as women, we love to share our experiences, and often we're so keen to say, oh, that happened to me too, and then we go off on a story rather than just letting, you know, this talking stick principle. So I often call in the directions by just saying, so in the north we have, you know, this beach, and the west there is the, that's where the village of, you know, I make it very accessible, and they don't know that I'm calling in the directions, really. It's a bit like when you edit text, you know, you have like a, you write like a page, and then in the end you break it down to a paragraph, but the page you wrote before is energetically in that paragraph.
Beautiful comparison. Thank you. Wonderful. And beautiful illustration too of how we can bring our priestess tools to situations where hanging our shingle, as I would say, as a priestess, would not be, would just be off-putting or confusing at best. Mm-hmm. And this really leads to a, you know, just quickly, and then I have another question for you. This point that to own this priestess energy does not necessarily mean that we have that we're out front about it. Priestess is about how we walk in the world, carrying that sacred energy, the honoring of all life, and the ownership of our sacred beingness, our leadership in a sacred way. Mm-hmm. So thank Absolutely. You for a gorgeous illustration of that.
I'm sorry, and I just realized I didn't answer your question about the lineage. So maybe I'll just briefly go into that, because I think this is something that you know, depending on how much you want to embody it, you know, there are subtle ways of doing it, but it's something that you often, as a small child, you have like a lot of, you know, a lot of us, we have this affinity with Egypt. So it's definitely, I'm definitely very called by, you know, Isis, Mary Magdalene, so the lineage of the rose. There's also the shamanic traditions, which is more of a sort of, you could say, more of an, it's less sort of the feminine line, but it's also, it's very nature-based. And then Mother Spirit, which is also very much the great mother, I guess that goes more into the Pachamama, the lineage as well of honoring the mother. And then you have all the Hindu goddesses, like Madurga, who's the great mother. So it's a bit like all the traditions weave into each other. So I've done trainings in different lineages, and I do feel that this is a really good time now for women to be learning the arts, the mystic arts, to be remembering them, because that's the thing, we don't learn really anything with it. As teachers, we are guides. We are here to pass on the tools. And by the way, they are tools, ladies. They're not accessories. It's because it's become quite fashionable, you know? So you know, it's something that really has to call you, and you know it. It's like you feel it in your body.
Beautiful. Thank you. I love that. They're tools, not accessories. Yes. So, okay. So I really want you to speak into something that I think you articulate particularly well, which is what you feel is most needed right now to restore the balance on the planet and within ourselves. And while you've touched on that a bit, I know there's a lot more you can say on that. So if you'd share some more, I'd appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I could actually simplify it into three steps, because as when I met you actually, Dawn, in 2016 at this very portal opening summit that we met in Bali in 2016, that kind of really set me off. That really activated me. And then that year I had the theme Sisterhood Rising, because it was really like, first the sisters have to come, like you say, return to the temple, congregate. We have to like really, because we have been separated by these dominator systems, as you also call them, for far too long. So first the sisters have to regroup. So that's the first step, sisterhood rising. Then we have to return to source. We have to return to our own energetic frequency, which can be, you know, there are many different things that happen there, but it's basically reconnecting to our womb. So it can be with womb clearing. It can be also us. It is linked to our sexuality. It is linked to our heart. And then the next step is the for me is the finding the balance, the equanimity. So the balance between the masculine and the feminine within us and without, and not without, like beyond, you know, on the outside 3D world, you could say. And what this means in real terms is that women need to step into their leadership. It is absolutely the time for women to step into their leadership. And a lot of the women who know their leaders have been hiding, not shy, you know, all the healers, the therapists, the coaches, all these women who are extremely powerful. They have this energetic frequency that is so pure and so, you know, it's this caring for others, but it's more than caring. It like cuts through this dense, heavy energy that has been, you could say, gripping the planet for far too long. Mm. So as these women awaken that within them, the next important step is for them to step into their leadership. And often this has a certain amount of, it's like a reinitiation. Like a lot of us have, you know, been through this kind of silencing, whether it's in this lifetime or in previous lifetimes. Most of us, you know, we know even in our own history, the witch burnings weren't that long ago. Most of us, if you're of whatever lineage you have, that it's either in your DNA or it's in us on a cellular level that we have that experience. The men also, you know, the men have also had trauma. So now is the time that we really heal the masculine and the feminine, our lineage. So, you know, mother line, father line, our wombs, and really step into this leadership so that we can be way showers and bearers of the torches, the light in these times that a lot of people are very confused, very much afraid of what's to come. And this is where we, as you know, those who have the vision of how things could actually function in a much more egalitarian way. I mean, it does come down to justice, equality. I mean, these values that humans have had, you know, the French have it on their national flag, but we haven't actually embodied them for a long, long time. So I think the women get this. We get it because, as we were talking about earlier, we have this, we feel it, we're cyclical. We have, you know, we have this sense of being connected to the cosmos much more than men do. And we are the ones who give birth. We are the carriers of new life. And we have this sense of wanting to protect new life and protect life itself, the sacred. So I think when women do that and step into the leadership in big numbers, it needs to be big numbers now. So, and then it's like this, then it's going to go whoop. And that is the state we need to be in for, you know, this golden age where all we can, you know, we're kind of feeling energetically that is kind of, we're on the cusp of it.
Thank you. And with regard to this, women stepping into our leadership more, I couldn't agree more. And I remember in the video where you did a testimonial for my retreat, you said, we're going to need a lot of leaders. Mm-hmm. And so you really bring that forward in a powerful way. And I know that you have an experience to share with us to support us in stepping into our leadership in one aspect of that. So I'm going to just leave the floor, if you will, the mic to you, and you can explain what we're going to do and guide us through the experience.
Okay, well, I'm just going to keep it as simple and as short as possible. But I think at this particular time, it would be very important for us to make this connection between our crown and our root. So I just invite you to sit really comfortably and close your eyes if that feels good. And if you can, I like to call it sort of African mama pose. I am like, stick your butt out, like lift your butt cheeks and lift them so that you're really, so that you're kind of feel like you're arching your back slightly, but you're feeling very like, think of this fertility goddess who's really abundant and you know, much more curvy than our current sort of figure of what is beautiful. And just taking a breath in and then exhaling, inhaling and so this relaxes the nervous system and floods also the body with oxytocin. And now imagining that you are growing down roots into the ground from your the bottom of your body. It could be your feet and your bum as well, and it's going into the ground, into the floor beneath you, beyond that. So whether you're in a flat on the fifth floor or if you're in a house, just imagine it going down through the building or the different layers of building until it is really going through the cement and into the earth, so that you're actually rooting into the soil of the earth, and you're, it's a bit like you're putting your tentacles down there with the earthworms. So you're there firmly, firmly grounded. And then when you're feeling really stable and comfortable, you might even find that your body sways slightly. And if it does, that is absolutely fine. Just go with whatever feels right. And then imagining from the crown of your head, this pillar of light that just shoots up from the top of your crown, up, up, up into the sky above you. It could even be reaching out beyond the atmosphere and up into the space, into the universe, where there are all the different galaxies and stars, and beyond that, beyond the plasma, until you're going through layers of purple and gold and just all these incredible new sensations, until you reach a state that is, can only be described as absolute bliss, where everything is just such pure loving energy. So suspended between the lightness above and the groundedness beneath you, moving into the center of your body, if you like, put your hand on your heart and just feeling the connection between the crown, the root, the heart, and just allow that energy to flow up and down. And just know that you are held, you are supported, you are here for a purpose. You have chosen to be here. And this is absolutely your time to step into your full sovereignty as a leader of the new earth, as a leader of the Aquarian age. You are here to serve, and a queen always serves her people. Taking another deep breath, resting with confidence, with clarity, that this is your time and this is your call. And just slowly, you might want to move your body to integrate the sensations, knowing you can always come back to this moment. You can always come back to this sensation. Your body has a memory of this. Once you have activated this inside of yourself, it's there, and you do not have to have any fear. There's no scarcity. It is all there within you, an abundant being of light here to manifest heaven on earth. Slowly, slowly moving your fingers, your toes. You might want to move your shoulders, stretch, give yourself a big yawn, and slowly, slowly open your eyes.
Thank you. That was gorgeous. I've been experiencing Kundalini a lot lately in my own life for the past couple of years. And with many of these different calls I'm doing with priestesses, I'm getting them. So I can just confirm for everyone what you said, that once you establish the connection, you can go back to it like that. So I was quite activated during this. Thank you. Now, Claude, can you hear me?
Yeah. So you just broke up a tiny bit, but I can hear you again.
Okay, good. So I would love for the women who are listening to be able to reach out to you if they want. So how can people find out more about your work? And maybe if you have something you want to share with them, just go ahead and let us know.
Yeah, I have been spending quite a lot of time on Instagram recently because I kind of been studying what the younger women are doing. I'm now, full disclosure here, I'm 51. I'm proud of it. So I'm half a century old now. So I have been, so I have an Instagram, which is _holymama_, and then Facebook, there's my personal page, which is Claudia Spa, and then there's the Holy Mama page. And then I have the website is holymama.info or claudiaspa.com. So, I mean, any of those, you can find some more info. You can look at what we do on our retreats. You can download, I think the free gift is a download. It's like a free guide to, it's kind of like a starter intro to if you want to lead retreats. So you can read that through and see, is this something that, you know, calls you? I mean, things are evolving quite quickly. So by the time, you know, you look at the website, there might be another new thing on there. I've also got a 40-day sadhana for those of you who are really feeling this is the time to go within and really have a quarantine 40-day practice of where you really just be very disciplined about starting a self-care practice, which I think is indispensable now for us all. We should be doing this on a daily basis. I mean, it's never good to have a should. However, you will see the difference. You just see it. You feel the difference. It's a bit like once you start, you know, yoga. It's not like it's a fad. Once you're it's a life path. It's part of the journey.
Great, thank you. And I will also be sharing those addresses in the email. So. Wonderful. Thank you so much. And I really appreciate your time. And of course, I enjoy our times together that we visit outside of this. And I want to thank all of you who have joined us today and to invite you to watch the entire series, because if you've been watching them, you know that we have some women of great power who are here to support you in rising, to support you in your leadership, however that looks for you. So thank you for being here, for joining us as a sister circle around the earth. What we are doing here is powerful indeed, as we will see unfold in the days and the weeks and the months and the years to come. So thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Claudia, very much. And much love to all of you.
Thank you.
We'll see you again soon.